You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Greetings, one and all. Welcome in. It is a Wednesday. It's midweek. Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 ESPN. Thanks for joining us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Once again, we are presented each and every day here on the Gym Class. Our great presenting sponsor, DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by visiting them at their website, DuPaco.com. Got a good show for you. Chris Liss will join us coming up in just a little bit. Get your fantasy football questions ready to go for Chris. You can get those to us at any time during the hour. Why wait? 319-366-1600. That is the text line. As I mentioned, you can get the get those questions for Chris at any time, or just interact with us here on 1600 ESPN and the Gym Class program by going to our text line or the phone line at 319-366-1600. Major League Baseball, we'll touch upon that today. Talk a little bit about the National Football League as well. Mentioned we were going to touch upon this topic yesterday. Who is the best one-loss team right now? There are no undefeateds. As Twitter showed, the picture of Larry Zonka and many members of the 1972 Miami Dolphins popping the champagne again that on Sunday. They are still remaining as the only undefeated team in modern-day NFL history. But who is the best one-loss team? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Again, that text line, 319-366-1600 on the Gym Class, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Here on 1600 ESPN, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Isaac with us here today. Thank you for sitting in on Monday, Isaac.
Yeah, I think it went pretty well. I hope you didn't get too many upset texts yesterday. Obviously, I wasn't here, but it seemed like everyone thought it went pretty all right.
There were none.
All right, I'm glad to hear that.
Why did you think there would be?
I don't know. Sometimes you get one or two every now and then, right?
Well, if you do, then you're doing it right.
That's true. It went well. It was an easy fill-in just because Iowa Wisconsin gave us plenty to talk about in that first half hour there.
They did. I shouldn't say that if you get a couple texts like that, you're doing it right. Because we can all have different opinions.
Yeah, right. Can't please everybody.
No, and yeah. We're not 100% right. Our audience isn't 100% right. No one's 100% right. But, you know, as long as we respect each other's opinions, we're doing our job here, right?
Yeah. I think Monday went well. We had a lot of really good interactions talking about the Iowa game. So I'm always happy to fill in whenever you need.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that. Mark, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Scott, Isaac, everyone out there, and dare I say, a Bowling Night in America preview, and I'm going to try to be right for an hour.
You're going to try to be right for an hour?
Correct for an hour. Yeah, you said we're not always right. I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay. Well, we try each and every day. We try. Hey, we're all human.
That's not the point of being a sports talk show host, you know? Some people sleep with an alarm. Some have a snooze. You know, to each his own.
There you go. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in, we will have that Bowling Night in America preview. We'll also have a scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. That'll be coming up at about 3:25 or so in about 17 or 18 minutes. Start with baseball. We've got baseball coming your way tonight here on 1600 ESPN and our FM frequencies for you as it will be back to the American League for game number 3 as the venue moves from Houston to Arlington. As the Texas Rangers look for perhaps the knockout punch tonight as they lead the Houston Astros 2-0, and they will try for a 3-0 lead coming up tonight And we'll have it for you at 6:30 this evening right here on 1600 ESPN, as it will be Max Scherzer on the mound for the Texas Rangers. We talked about this with Cal yesterday, Mark. And if you missed our great conversation we had with the former major leaguer Cal Eldred, you can go back and listen to that on our podcast, KGYMRadio.com. You can do it there. And you can also do it on Apple or Spotify. And we all said we would give the ball to Scherzer at this point. This is his first appearance in the postseason. But like I said, this is the reason why you brought in Max Scherzer. Am I wrong about that?
And theoretically, no. And Scherzer hasn't pitched since mid-September. Not a long time, but long enough. And I think the whole game hinges on how well he pitches, because his opponent, Christian Javier, has been really good in the postseason. Allowed one hit in five innings against the Twins, and even back to last year was very, very good. And Houston, strangely, plays better on the road than it does at home. So I feel more confident in Philly taking a 3-0 lead against Arizona than I do Texas taking a 3-0 lead over Houston. But Texas hasn't lost yet, 7-0 in the postseason.
No, they've been absolutely flawless and hitting the ball all over the yard. And Scherzer has been – he's had his great moments in the playoffs, and he's had his down moments in the playoffs. He is a veteran. Javier is a veteran as well. If Houston can get to Scherzer early, I think they've got a really good shot at getting this back to a series. Can we all agree that Texas has to win this game tonight? I mean, if they go down three, or excuse me, Houston, if they go down 3-0, I don't see a path for them to get to the World Series again.
I think only one team has accomplished that, right?
Yes. And I don't. And that was, well, the Yankees beat the Red Sox in that very famous, but that was not a championship series, I believe. I believe, thinking back, that was a divisional series. But it hasn't happened very many times, I know that, not only in baseball, but any other sport that has a best of seven, whether it be hockey or the NBA. You get behind 3-0, and you are basically done. You're basically, you know, in the water without an oar at that point. So we'll see how it goes. But I like, boy, I think it's going to be a heck of a game tonight. I can't wait to throw a few frames and watch the ball game tonight.
Greg and Epworth on our text line, 319-366-1600. I'm betting that Max has rough control and gets ran early, and the Rangers' low-end relievers struggle. Houston wins tonight.
I can see it. I can see it. Or, I mean, rough control due to the fact that he has not pitched for a while. It's going to be overjuiced. A lot of times you see the ball stay up in the zone when you're A, overjuiced, and B, you haven't pitched in a while. I can definitely see that. I still give the ball to Scherzer. Okay, it was a championship series. Thank you. See, there you go. There, I'm wrong already, Isaac. 0547, it was a championship series, 2004. Thank you. We have great listeners out there. 319-366-1600. I know it was the Yankees and the Red Sox. I know it was coming back from 3-0. Yeah, I didn't have a dog in the fight in that one, Mark.
Yeah, and David Ortiz and Derek Jeter had an interesting interchange on it. It sounded like Ortiz didn't realize when Jeter brought up the fact that that 2004 championship series, Ortiz was unaware.
True.
Very strange.
Very true. Last night, the Philadelphia Phillies, not only with a 10-0 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks, Mark, but to me, just taking that in, listening and watching the game, to me anyway, I think Philly kind of took the heart out of the Arizona Diamondbacks last night. Not only they won the game, but I think, you know, they went back for more after they had that thing taken care of. You can't say ran up the score or anything like that in baseball, but my goodness, the Philadelphia Phillies are playing good baseball right now.
No question about it, and they're just mashing the baseball. Schwarber with two home runs, and I think tied Reggie Jackson, most home runs by a left-handed hitter in the postseason. And we know his former team, right? And I'm not going to get into that because there's plenty of former Twins sprinkled across, Major League Baseball and into the postseason, including Houston's closer. So none of that, but Harper has been great. Castellanos has been great. Real Buto has been great. And Nola gave him a good performance. He had not pitched that great as of late, but obviously turned in zeros.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I mean, there are so many major leaguers that change teams so very often. I mean, this whole Schwarber and the Cubs thing is just done. Let's move on with it. Schwarber's a Philly now. And he's got a chance to go back to the World Series. And not only Reggie Jackson, Mark, but also he's also putting up numbers that rival some guy named Mantle as well. That's what Kyle Schwarber is doing and making incredible contact. That home run, the solo home run he hit to right center field last night was an absolute towering blast. Robbie Thompson, who I don't think gets enough credit as well for his managerial skills. The Philadelphia Phillies manager, the former second baseman of the Giants, longtime second baseman of the Giants. And he said that going to Philadelphia and playing is 4 hours of hell. Well, it's 3 hours now because these games are taking less time. But I get his point. And, boy, if you saw the I don't condone this, but if you saw the video of Kelly warming up last night, who kind of poo-pooed Philadelphia and their fans, holy cow. Do not watch it with minors around, by the way, because yes. it is not G-rated. Let's just put it that way. Man alive, the Phillies are playing good baseball.
Yeah, and that's why I favor them to take a 3-0 lead over Arizona, more so than Texas and Houston.
Yeah. Greg does say, trying to run it up, that Jake Cave did try to stretch a double into a triple in the eighth, up 10-0. I don't know. Can you say in baseball you're running it up like that? I suppose if you're stealing bases, that was always the kind of the thing, growing up, playing ball. You and I both did, and if you're up by 10 and you're stealing bases in the sixth and seventh inning, yeah, I think that's probably the telltale sign. I think Cave was okay last night. I don't have a problem with that. And Trey Turner, I agree with you, Greg. He's been probably the best hitter this postseason. Trey Turner is just a tremendous player.
He is. I can't disagree with that. And as far as Schwarber goes, I think he's a picture of perseverance, really. Of course, he's former first-round draft pick of the Cubs, but this guy has been granted free agency and latched on with another team twice, once with Washington and now with Philadelphia, given up as a catcher, which was his trade at Indiana. Didn't really have high marks as an outfielder, but man, oh man, has he made a big difference in this series and in the postseason.
Yeah, and he's kind of the poster child for the modern day baseball game, really, Mark, because Kyle Schwarber doesn't hit for average. We know that. I mean, 200 this year, basically, but he's the leadoff man. He draws walks. He gets on base that way. He hits home runs. Let's face it, when you and I were playing, if you struck out, that was kind of yeah, I mean, that was kind of a, you know, a hit to your manhood a little bit. I don't know a better way to describe it. Now you strike out and it really doesn't mean a whole lot. I mean, you strike out 200 plus times in a year in the major leagues, but if you hit 40 home runs, people consider that a successful season. That's just the way the game has changed.
Yeah, I mean, perfect Schwarber stat. He's the first player in Major League history to bat under 200 and have over 100 RBI. That's crazy. Matt and Fairfax, Schwarber's the only guy to ever hit a home run in every single type of postseason series, AL and NL combined.
Yeah, and Cyclone Tim reminds us there's always that time. There's always that time. You talk about running up the score, et cetera, et cetera. He says, ask Tommy Lasorda if a 10-run lead is safe. The Dodgers blew a 10-run lead back in the day in one inning, the ninth inning. And talking about Schwarber, more 1731 adds, imagine the numbers Schwarber could rack up if he could hit 240 or 250. He's had some years where he has hit, you know, 230 upwards, close to 240. I'm going to look it up, as a matter of fact, right now. But, I mean, he's never been the big average guy, but really baseball doesn't even look at batting average anymore, which is too bad. I mean, it's OPS now. That's basically the new batting average.
Greg weighing in on the text line, a 190 leadoff hitter has old school baseball guys rolling in their graves.
Or talking about it at 321 on a Wednesday. 319-366-1600 here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. I'm just looking at Mr. Schwarber here. He's a career 227 hitter for Kyle Schwarber. Hit 246 the first year he was with the Cubs. He had 250 in 2019 in 155 games with the Cubs. His final full season in Chicago. Washington and Boston, he hit well in 2021. In fact, in 41 games with the Red Sox, he hit 291. How about that? 197 this year with 215 strikeouts, but 47 home runs. That all makes up for it, Mark.
Mostly.
Very true. Very, very true. Who cares about running up the score in a playoff game? Says 0547. That's right. That's right. Playoffs are different. Playoffs are different. So we've got baseball tonight for you. Interesting game. Javier against Max Scherzer tonight as Texas takes on Houston. 6:30 for you right here on 1600 ESPN. We're going to talk to Chris Liss coming up in just a little bit. But, Mark, we wanted to get to this today as well. National Football League getting ready to go into another week. Week number 7 starts tomorrow night with Jacksonville and New Orleans. That from the Superdome down in New Orleans. Who is the best one-loss team at this point? Here are your candidates. The 5-1 Miami Dolphins. The 5-1 defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. The NFC reigning champion Philadelphia Eagles at 5-1. Oh, by the way, the Detroit Lions at 5-1, or the San Francisco 49ers at 5-1. So you have five candidates, five teams that have put together 5-1 seasons. Who would you say is the best team of those right now? 319-366-1600. Have you done some soul searching on this, Mark? Isaac, we'll get your opinion as well. What's your thought?
Well, I have thought about it, and today's answer might be different next week because these teams have tough games. Miami at Philadelphia, terrific game this coming weekend. Detroit has to go to Baltimore. The Chiefs play the Chargers at home, and the Chargers lose every game by 3 points. I don't think the 49ers will have much problem with Minnesota, but you never know. Right now, I'm not so sure it isn't Detroit. Detroit's only loss is in overtime to Seattle. You can say the same thing about Baltimore, only loss in overtime. I think Kansas City is still the best 5-1 team, only that season opening loss to Detroit by a single point. But I think the most dangerous one-loss team is Miami. I mean, this team sure got blown out against Buffalo, but this team leads the NFL on average 100 yards per game more than any other team in the NFL. Now, the defense, you know, is spotty, but I think Miami's the most dangerous. The reason I picked Kansas City, too, is because it's kind of messed around on offense. I think it's going to get back to some basic things. Picked up Mecole Hardman again.
Yes.
Another tour for Kansas City. And most of all, the Chiefs are playing far better defense than they did last couple of years.
That is, you got to throw my vote out, being a Chiefs fan. Love the way the Chiefs are playing defense right now. Mecole Hardman coming in, I think, is going to be a big help because he knows the offense, et cetera, et cetera. They've got to figure out how to get 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. At some point this season, I'm expecting all 11 guys to go in motion and get set again and try to get it a yard. I mean, it's just not working. Miami, I would take Miami right now. A lot of people on the text line saying, though, San Francisco at this point. I will say this. San Francisco without Christian McCaffrey, though. He got dinged up and seemingly always gets dinged up. Lost Deebo Samuel as well in that loss to Cleveland on Sunday. And Brock Purdy lost two of his weapons and did not look like Brock Purdy with Christian McCaffrey, et cetera, et cetera. What do you say, Isaac?
Yeah, I mean, San Francisco, if they were healthy, I think would be my pick. But the unfortunate reality with them is all of their skill position players consistently are injured. Christian McCaffrey has had a history of injuries. Deebo, now this is a couple seasons where he's been injured. Unfortunately, George Kittle, he's obviously dealt with his own injuries. So, yeah, I want to say San Francisco, but it's just they can't stay healthy, unfortunately. I think it is between Miami and the Chiefs, and I'll give the edge to the Chiefs just because I like their defense a lot more at this point in the season. I think this is the best defense we've seen Patrick Mahomes have on his team, which is kind of a scary thought considering they've already won a couple of Super Bowls. So, and I just, with Andy Reid as the play caller and Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, I'm not really worried about the offense too much when it comes to Kansas City.
Well put. I will say this. I think all these teams have a wart, though.
Yeah, I think there's all the 5-1 teams. There's something that's kind of missing from there's no like clear and obvious pick. I think you could pick 3 or 4 different teams and make a very good argument for them.
Yeah. I mean, Miami hasn't, as Greg and Epworth points out, Miami hasn't really beaten anyone of worth. Darren also saying Miami is like a Big 12 team. The first time they run into a team with a good defense, they're going to go down. 1477 saying the Chiefs have the best loss of any of the one-loss teams, and that is to Detroit without Travis Kelce and without Taylor Swift, I may add.
And without Chris Jones.
And without Chris Jones on opening night. Philadelphia's still really good. I know they lost to the Jets, but the Jets aren't bad. And the Chiefs have gotten road wins at New York and at Jacksonville. Those are good wins.
Think about Philadelphia. I don't think Hurts has played near as good as he did last year. They're going to need him to elevate his play, I think. And, again, that Miami at Philadelphia game this weekend is that's going to elevate one team and maybe move a team down. But 0547 on the text line right now. There's an argument for each team, but my opinion is the 49ers. Yeah, that two-point loss at Cleveland, maybe an outlier. Purdy wasn't good. McCaffrey and Samuel out. La-di-da. They're still pretty good.
They're still pretty good. And as Greg and Epworth points out, Lions' only downfall right now seems to be the experience and everyone thinking it's the Detroit Lions and they're waiting for the shoe to drop. I don't think this is your Detroit Lion team of, back 10 to 20 years ago between Barry Sanders and now.
Yeah, I think I said this with Spencer, but it's the most exciting Lions team I've seen in my lifetime, other than maybe you can make a case for the Stafford Megatron year, which was kind of insane. But other than that, this is the best I've ever seen the Lions play.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. My take of Taylor Swift of more importance to the Chiefs than Chris Jones. Hey, when I thought Travis Kelce, the first thing that popped in my mind was Taylor Swift. They are a thing now officially, correct? I've seen pictures, right?
I believe so.
Oh, boy.
Well, hey, they're undefeated when she attends the game. So, you know, I wouldn't be complaining too much if I were a Chiefs fan.
What's their status?
I honestly don't know.
What's her official status?
They were holding hands in public.
This is a Destiny question. This would be something that Destiny could come over here and talk about in an instant.
We don't need to go into that. All right, 3:31. We need to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, though. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot, we'll have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up for you this Friday and a chance to win a $30 gift card from the good folks at Emil's. And what do we got today, Mark?
Kind of an abbreviated scoreboard today, but a few items. Dave Roberts, despite postseason woes in recent years, will be back for the Dodgers next year as manager, the team announced today. Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner, he has had his contract extended through the year 2027. And finally, Dick Vitale, after not speaking for 7 months because of vocal cord cancer and treatment, announced he has plans to be in Kentucky November 28th for a college basketball game between Miami and Kentucky. Godspeed, Dick.
Yeah, and God bless Dick Vitale. Whether you love him or hate him, he is college basketball, and it will be great to have him back. Also, in broadcasting news, reportedly Jim Boeheim, the former Syracuse longtime coach, is going to sign a deal with ESPN. It's imminent, and he is going to be on basketball broadcasts as well as some studio work. And for us here on 1600 ESPN, is going to do basketball in the tournament, the NCAA tournament, March Madness for Westwood One. So we will hear Jim Boeheim on our airwaves as well. So I think Jimmy's going to do a good job. He's all right. He's got a dry sense of humor, and he knows basketball like the back of his hand. We all know that. So looking forward to Jimmy Boeheim coming on and strapping on a headset and helping out with some basketball this year. 3:33, get those questions. So we have many of them already for Chris Liss at 319-366-1600, and more will be coming in as we will talk with our fantasy football experts coming up here right after a break on the Gym Class for a Wednesday here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
A few scattered light showers as we head throughout this afternoon. We will be seeing partly sunny skies. Highs will be a little warmer, back into those upper 60s. Winds will be a little breezy out of the southwest, around 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few more scattered shower chances will stick with us overnight and start to let up as we head throughout the day here tomorrow. But that'll leave partly sunny skies. Highs will be a little cooler in those lower 60s. Winds will now be out of the northwest. But that high pressure will help to clear skies out as we finish out the work week for Friday and head into the weekend with highs into those lower 60s. I'm WeatherFirst meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now WeatherFirst forecast.
Hey. Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No, you actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Fall leaf vacuum collection continues through December 8th. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Get 11% off your favorite food and drinks at Menards. Latte Mazza Pizza is loaded with over a half a pound of real Wisconsin cheese and piled high with your favorite premium toppings. It's big, bold, and outrageously delicious. Stock up on Brewpub Latte Mazza Pizza today. Now just $5.99 each after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through October 22nd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
So why do I need vaccinations?
If I don't get vaccinated, how sick could I get?
Can I get multiple vaccines at once?
What's done to make sure vaccines are safe?
It's important to address your concerns about vaccines. Just make sure to get answers from people you can trust, not from a social post or an opinion on the internet. Instead, ask your healthcare provider about vaccinations, because they know you, and they'll always put your health first. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/giftguide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/giftguide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/giftguide.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back with you on the Gym Class, 3:36 here on KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 until 6. And then we've got Texas and Houston Game 3 of the American League Championship Series coming your way tonight right here on 1600 ESPN. And thanks for all the interaction. Do appreciate it. Coming up tomorrow, Mike Grimm is going to join us, the Eastern Iowa native, the voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, as Iowa and Minnesota play for Floyd of Rosedale coming up on Saturday. Can't forget about that. And we'll talk with Mike, get his thoughts about that game and the 2023 Gophers. That'll be coming up on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Right now we talk fantasy football as our friend Chris List from Real Man Sports set to join us right now, and his appearance to talk fantasy football is brought to you by Imon Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. First of all, Chris, by the way, high points again for another win last week. Thank you, Raheem Mostert.
Mostert. Jeez, you have Mostert. That has to be the surprise of the season. Someone pointed out on Twitter, I saw that Mostert's 11 touchdowns to 6 games is more than the career high for Julio Jones in any year of his career. And Julio Jones is going to the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Who was that? I want to give credit to the guy. It was Joe Dolan said that. And I just feel like that is a crazy, crazy stat. It's 6 weeks. He's got 11 touchdowns. Raheem Mostert. He's not Derrick Henry. Nick Chubb.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Hey, we'll ask you the question we were kicking around a little bit earlier on. Of the 5-5-1 NFL teams, which one do you think is the top right now? Would it be Miami, Kansas City, Philadelphia, Detroit, or San Francisco?
I'm going to say, assuming Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey are okay and Debo looks like he'll be okay, the Niners. I think this offense and defense, best rounded team. Now, of course, Mahomes is always can carry a team. You know, the Eagles had a better team than the Chiefs last year. It's just the Chiefs had a better quarterback, and, you know, that was enough. Miami, Detroit, you know, they're exciting teams, but I can't really put them in the same class yet.
All right.
Get to the text line, Chris. 1731 has a two-parter. Part one, Kyle Pitts or Evan Engram in a half-point PPR?
Yeah, Pitts is playing better. He looks like himself now. I'll say Pitts. Give me Pitts.
Again, a half-point PPR, and this person needs a flex from these five. Jonathan Taylor, Zach Moss, Alexander Mattison, Calvin Ridley, Drake London.
Yeah, London had a good game last week. I guess I'll go Jonathan Taylor. I think he's going to keep getting more share, but those are all very close.
Yeah. 9307 with our next question. Do you expect Justin Jefferson back this year? If so, when? And would you try to trade him now to upgrade at another position? They've got Olave, Zay Flowers, DJ Moore, but could use an upgrade at tight end, running back, and they have Justin Fields at quarterback.
Yeah, I would see what you can get, but, you know, really depends. And, I mean, he's supposed to be back this year. I mean, it's a hamstring, so I don't – you know, it's not supposed to be season-ending, but these injuries, if they're, you know, grade three, can be season-ending. So the answer is I don't know. I don't really know. I would guess that he'll be back in a few weeks. Cooper Kupp had a hamstring injury. He's back and playing great, so maybe it'll be like Kupp where he's out 4 weeks and comes back. So, you know, make sure you get something that's a serious upgrade if you're going to do it.
I think the Vikings are doing it right, though. Don't rush him back, because it seems like every time a hamstring is rushed back, they just re-aggravate it, and you start the whole process all over again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, luckily, I mean, especially because they're not contending, really. You know, it would be crazy to rush him back. You know, their best young player. So, yeah, I don't think they will. That's kind of a negative, though, for him, because, you know, they may take their time. Let me see the latest thing we have in RotoWire. He'll be reevaluated in 4 weeks. So he's expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks, which means he'd be back around week 11, week 12. So, you know, I would deal him if I could get something good. If I could get, you know, say, George Kittle, you know, that's not very good for Justin Jefferson, but Kittle's playing. You know, or if I could get, I don't know, a decent running back that's, you know, in the lineup every week, I would do it. Because, you know, you're talking about 6 weeks down the road, 5 weeks down the road.
Would you pick up Aaron Rodgers?
You know, obviously in a QB flex, yeah, but not in a one QB league. I mean, he could be good when he comes back, but if he comes back, but he's not worth stashing and waiting for. It's not like he's Patrick Mahomes or something.
I don't understand this whole – and Aaron Rodgers loves the spotlight. I get it. But – if the man ruptured an Achilles, he is not playing this year. There is something amiss here.
Yeah, you'd think so. I mean, you know, he's definitely into some cutting-edge health stuff, so you don't really know. But I don't know. You're probably right. I mean, you know, everyone in the NFL is going to avail themselves of the most cutting-edge stuff. They have the money. You know, their teams look into it. There's a lot of money invested in keeping these guys healthy. So probably not, but you never know. You never know for sure.
Yeah.
Greg on the text line is at 1 point PPR. Pick from among these three: Hunt, Gibbs, or Jay Mason.
I mean, obviously this all depends on injuries, right? Because if McCaffrey's playing, Jordan Mason's not worth that much. If McCaffrey's not playing, then go Jordan Mason. Although Elijah Mitchell could get more run this week. So we don't know. We got to look at McCaffrey's situation, and I think that's a Monday night game, or and then the other one is Jahmyr Gibbs. We don't know his status yet, so I can't answer that for you now. You're gonna have to keep an eye on the injury reports, check RotoWire or whatever.
Yeah, San Francisco at Minnesota on Monday night, and that's the reason I used that last pick for Elijah Mitchell, because you knew McCaffrey at some point was going to go down this year. 4780 with a rhetorical question. If I should use waivers, who would be good to target? Now they are saying their two starting quarterbacks are Brock Purdy and Tua. Now, so I think quarterback is out.
Yeah, well, you don't need for this week. I mean, there's what's his name, the rookie in L.A. Kyren Williams is out for a couple of weeks, and the rookie running back, I don't know, his name is escaping me, in his sixth round pick, maybe worth a look. I mean, you know, you don't really know because they have a bunch of guys there. They have Royce Freeman there, and you never know who's going to get the work. But there's not much among wide receivers. I would just look at, like, I keep thinking Zach Evans. I think the guy's named Zach Evans. He's a sixth-round pick. And even their backup is also out. So he can get some run. The Steelers have a pretty good defense, but just try to find a running back getting touches. That's usually who's good on the waiver wire. It's pretty rare that, you know, a receiver comes out of nowhere or somebody who's, you know, going to get targets unless he's coming back from an injury.
So we're taking a flyer on 34-year-old Julio Jones in Philadelphia.
I don't think so because – you know, they have A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith and Goddard, and even Devonta Smith's not getting the work that, you know, you'd hope so far. So I don't think there's a point. It'd be interesting to see if they start going to him, but I don't think so.
1288 asking, they picked up Curtis Samuel this week due to injuries and buys. Thoughts on his prospects the rest of the year?
I mean, Curtis Samuel runs like a 4.3. And he's like a ridiculous athlete. But, you know, it's pretty crowded. They're an okay passing game with Sam Howell, but it's like they have McLaurin there, who's kind of their number one. And they have Dotson there, who's been disappointing, but he's there. And then you've got Samuel, and then you got Logan Thomas, who's been active, and you got two running backs. So he's one of those guys that's just in a very crowded system, but he will pop off, like, you know, every once in a while. So, if guys get hurt, maybe you can get more consistent targets, but I just don't see him getting a lot of targets every week.
Back to the text line, 9476. Is Akers worth holding on to?
I assume that's Cam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ex-kicker David Akers. I have him in one league, but I have a 10-man bench, but I wouldn't hold him in, you know, a 5-man bench. I mean, he's barely playing. And it's weird. I mean, the whole thing is weird, right? Like, Madison's not very good. He's fumbled a couple of times. They trade for Akers, and they don't use him. And now they're basically out of contention, and they still don't use him. So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. 0835, as we talk with Chris Liss here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. In a PPR league with Jefferson Hurt, who do I go with? Drake London, Gabe Davis, Romeo Doubs, or Jameson Williams?
Either Drake London or Gabe Davis. And I think maybe I go London. But the thing about Davis is they face the Patriots, and the Patriots usually try to take away your best, which is Diggs. So it could be a Gabe Davis day. But I'm going to say London probably gets more targets.
Do you have any update on Trevor Lawrence and his knee going into tomorrow night's game?
Yeah, I think he's listed as questionable, and I think it's a true questionable. Like, I'll see what the latest is on him, but it's the questionable tag for Thursday. He limited participant in both Tuesday and Wednesday's practice. He has a chance to play, though we might not know until closer to kickoff. So, you know, the good thing is Thursday night, so you'll know. You don't have to, you know, unless you had like some. It's usually bad if you have your lesser quarterback going Thursday and you don't know if your good quarterback is going to play Sunday and you don't know what to do. But when the guy who's in question's on Thursday, you'll know before the game.
Yeah. 0905 with a question for you as far as pickups and looking at the running back waiver wire. I'm just going to try to read between the lines here. Look for running backs who get the receiving targets in PPR leagues, correct?
That's a bonus if you can get that. But usually you're just, you know, beggars can't be choosers, you know, so you're kind of like.
They're usually gone.
Yeah, I mean, the good guys are gone. I mean, Zach Evans is a guy that we don't know for sure because Royce Freeman's there and they signed Daryl Henderson to the practice squad. So, you know, the Rams, it's very risky to say, oh, the sixth-round rookie, of course it's going to be him. But they just put Ronnie Rivers, who was their backup, on IR. Kyron Williams is out for at least a few games. It sounds like. So I would pick up Zach Evans. The other guy is Craig Reynolds in Detroit. I just thought of him because, you know, David Montgomery is listed as questionable, but he could be out, you know, a couple games. And then Jahmyr Gibbs is coming back, but, you know, who knows how healthy he'll be. And you know, Reynolds looked okay at times, although he's questionable also. But Craig Reynolds is another option.
Here's where we're at in the NFL. Could be Aiden O'Connell against Tyler Bagent on Sunday. How about that?
Yeah, it could be pretty ugly.
9307 with a question. Is Devin Singletary overtaking Damian Pierce in Houston?
Yeah, I don't know. I was worried about this because Pierce, you know, he had a good year as a rookie, but he was like a fourth-round pick. He wasn't anything like – he wasn't some superstar, and you bring in one of those – Singletary just really reminds me of one of these, like, old pro – like, not that old, but he's been around a few years that, like, does everything right, pass protects, always had a good yards per carry, works hard, the coaches like him. And I was like, this is dangerous for Damian Pierce. So I don't know if he's overtaken him yet, but last week it was – you know, he seemed to play better than him, and it was sort of 50-50, so it's possible.
Interesting how nobody was talking about the Houston Texans going into the year. C.J. Stroud maybe a little bit, but now he's odds-on favorite for the Offensive Rookie of the Year in the National Football League. Nico Collins, because of Stroud, has picked up his game. You got Singletary, you got Pierce. People are talking about the Houston Texans in fantasy terms now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they had the second and third pick, and, you know, that's pretty good, right? You have two top three picks. If you pick well, it should make an impact for your team. You know, it's not like the Chargers taking Quentin Johnson and Mike Williams after they still don't even use him. Like, why would you take a guy in the first round you're not going to use? But they took two guys, and both those guys are playing well, and Stroud especially, obviously, is a quarterback. And the whole team's gotten better, and Stroud just looks like – he just looks like he has the right – he just has that sort of – you know, when Joe Burrow came in the league, you're like, oh, this guy doesn't care who he's playing. He's not – he doesn't shrink from the challenge. It seems like Stroud is kind of like that. So they may be good. I pick up their defense in a couple of weeks, so their defense is playing well too.
Really are. Well, let us know where folks can find information, read what you have to offer at realmansports.com. Tell us about that.
Yeah, realmansports.com. I just did a Survivor article. It was the first week of the year. We're going to do what I call a pot odds play. The team that's most used this week is the Seahawks, and I'm fading them if I have a decent team available. So that's interesting. And then, of course, handicapping the games and all the fantasy stuff, realmansports.com.
Seahawks, huh?
I'm fading them. I'm fading the Seahawks.
Against Arizona.
Seahawks are 59% owned. So I'm not saying they're going to lose. I'm saying if they lose, maybe 60% of your pool is out. That's the strategy in Survivor. It's there's times when a lot of people are likely on one team, and if that team loses, it's like a giant iceberg, you know, a chunk of the iceberg going down, and there's only, you know, a few people left in your pool. So if you have, you know, some of the teams that are just underneath them with the point spread, fade the Seahawks. If you don't, you got to use the Seahawks, but I would take the Bills. I would take a couple other teams.
All right. Sound advice right there. Chris, have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
You too, guys. Take care.
All right. Chris Liss joins us on Wednesdays here on The Gym Class, and his appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. Quick break. Come back. We will have a Bowling Night in America preview and more when we return on The Gym Class on KGYM.
The silly moments, the proud moments, even the hard moments, they're what make life remarkable. And they're why Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield is here for every moment, committed to making healthcare better, more affordable, with more choices for care, and service and coverage that give you peace of mind no matter what comes your way, so you can show up for every tender moment, every brave moment, and every wouldn't miss it for the world moment, knowing that Blue is here for you. Go to Wellmark.com/every moment to find a plan right for you.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
At the Home Depot, Saturdays are about two things. Getting ready for company with the Samsung Family Hub Plus refrigerator.
And football.
That's right, Kirk Herbstreet. Search for recipes, check out scores, or even stream the game to the screen at the same time, so you never miss a second of the action, which means you can make your famous buffalo chicken dip and have
more time for football.
For football. Upgrade your Saturday with Samsung and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected performance, and place your entry. You could turn $10 into $250. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Visit prizepicks.com/playnow and use code PLAYNOW. That's code PLAYNOW at prizepicks.com/playnow. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mace City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, Mace City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at Mace City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Back with you at 3:55, Gym Class here on a Wednesday on KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Spencer on Sports coming up next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, getting you ready for the ball game tonight between Texas and Houston beginning at 6:30. We'll be taking that in tonight, Mark, at Mace City Bowl as we get a Bowling Night in America preview. It's brought to you by Mace City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America, as we will go at it one more time here this evening.
6:15, first ball at May City Bowl. Week 7 in the Adult Evergreen League, coming up on the quarter pole. And the Rusty Nails sit in second place, 5 points behind first place at 112-68. Certainly a good start, long season. The opponent tonight, our good friends from the Union Station, lanes 21 and 22, perfect right across from the bar and the TV.
Perfect spot indeed. And yeah, we'll have a report coming up tomorrow. Always a fun Wednesday, and gonna be a great time out at Mace City. Take advantage of their great offers that they have out there, as well as you can look into new equipment out there with their pro shop. Give them a call out there.
Definitely. The number is 362-0136. You can always visit the website, MayCityBowlCR.com.
Yep. And, of course, Game 3 between Houston and Texas coming up tonight. We'll talk about that coming up tomorrow. Mike Grimm, our good friend, former Eastern Iowan, play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, will join us coming up tomorrow as well. Looking forward to talking with Mike. And as he makes his, I don't say annual, it's biannual journey down to Eastern Iowa and calling the Gopher-Hawkeye game. Is it 3-0 tonight, or does Houston come back to win, Mark?
2-1, leadoff home run by Jose Altuve, and the Astros beat Scherzer.
I'm with you. I think Scherzer will be okay. I think Houston's going to win, just because I don't think they're too talented to go down 3-0. And I think that 7 in a row has been great. You got to tip your hat to Texas. I just think it's going to come to an end here tonight. More on that game, more on football, more on sports. Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 until 6. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. And have a great night, everybody.
At the Home Depot, Saturdays are about two things. Getting projects done right with Behr Premium Plus interior paint.
And football.
That's right, Kirk Herbstreit. And with Behr's wall-to-wall coverage and long-lasting